Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is the Adam Carriker Show.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, eight-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everidge. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Adam Carriker.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. I haven't done the typical intro in a while. Should I do it, Jake?
Yeah, I think so.
I never wrote it down. Uh-oh. I don't know if I remember it. I'm just kidding. Welcome to the Adam Carriker Show. The show is going to give you unique insight, unbridled honesty, and producer Jake and I are going to have a whole lot of fun in the process. And when we get our picks right, we're going to spend the whole show talking about that. And when we don't, we'll laugh at ourselves and it's okay. But what you're going to hear, Husker sports, college football, and sports in general. All right, Dana Holgorsen got some offensive updates today. Some from John Butler as well on the defensive side of the ball. They both have their press conferences. We'll be reacting to those in hour two of the Adam Carriker Show. We got a couple of Matt Rhule clips. Have you heard the Matt Rhule halftime speech versus Akron? Have you heard it, Jake?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
Well, it's definitely fired up. I am a little bit worried because part of it has been described as leaked, and I'm a little bit, I mean, there's been a lot of leaky audio footage around here lately. Not lately, but in time, we know that it's been troublesome. But other than that, it's definitely not necessarily what you'd expect from a coach up 33-0.
All right, for those who haven't heard it, we're going to play that clip here real quickly. It's about 2.5 minutes. When does a clip become a cut? About 2 minutes? We're going to play that cut? is there like a generic rule for that? We're going to play the clip, the cut, the short audio, about 2.5 minutes long. But if you have heard it, go ahead. Let us know your thoughts. Most people loved it, by the way. And maybe we can chat about, I mean, is that what it was labeled as was leaked? When people first discovered it?
Well, yeah, it just depends on where you look at it or where you get it from. But yeah, from what I see, it was leaked, and the video was just like behind players. You know, it wasn't necessarily the best video footage. It looked leaked.
Like Antonio Brown walking around the back of the locker room like he did with the Steelers. Didn't he go live on Facebook one time at the end of a Steelers game while guys are getting dressed in the background or something like that? I don't think we've got anything like that going on. Leaked. Sometimes leaked makes things more attractive. Just put the L word in there. All right. If you've heard that, I'm going to call it cut because it's a little bit longer. If you've heard that cut, I'm just going to say clip. Let us know your thoughts in the comments and on the text line. If you haven't heard it, we're going to play it. Then you can react. What's that number, Jake?
402-464-5685.
All right. Hour one of the Adam Carriker Show is sponsored by Hamilton Telecommunications, bringing you the latest in quality technology and communications services since 1901. Learn more about their residential and business services at HamiltonTel.com. That's HamiltonTel.com. All right. Oh, man. I just want to say roll that beautiful bean footage. Do you remember those old commercials with, like, the bean commercials with the golden retriever? And, like, the golden retriever is, like, giving away the secrets, leaking the family secrets, so to speak. Do you remember those commercials?
Yeah.
Roll that beautiful bean footage. All right. Roll that Matt Rhule clip.
I'm talking to you. Maybe I just have a different standard. I don't like that freaking move of the ball. They're dropping back at the end of the half. me and Jonathan, they'll take a knee here. They'll run the ball. They don't fear you. They don't respect you enough yet. And if that sounds like coach speak, then you have the wrong brain. They're dropping back against our starting defense. They're cutting our own line at the end of the half. All you young guys, just go back there and chill. So I want my opportunity. Some of you guys will get an opportunity right now. I told you I don't care what the score is. I told you I don't care what the tape looks like. Did I trip when the ball was fumbled? No, I don't care what happens in the game. I want to see what the next play is. You have one half. Defense, you have one half. If they try to drop back and throw it, and that quarterback's not on the ground, I want new guys in there rushing. I want them hit. I want them never to say our name again. You believe the fact that 43 seconds left, they just gave us the ball back. They went down 33, and they're still dropping back. They had the balls to cut you. I thought you guys get the ball. You put it down and score. You made me put the freaking red and the white in. And you guys get in, you go play. I don't care what the score is. Troy told you shutouts are precious. We almost gave them a shutout. I want them freaking, I don't want them ever to say our name again. That's the killer instinct I asked about. Not what does my hair look like? What do I look like in the freaking mirror? I walk in here, guys in the mirror checking themselves out. Got a chance at a shutout. You guys got a chance of freaking hanging a score around here we haven't hung in a long time. We don't work hard enough to go take what we want. Go take what you want. You want to get in the game? DJ, you run your ass up on all those routes all week? Now you got a chance to get in the game, mate. If your brother and your brothers will put them away. It's about time people say, I don't want to schedule those guys anymore. I don't want to play those guys anymore. And if my standard's too high, then leave. And if you're with me, go out there and do not, I don't want to see a smile. I don't want to see nothing silly. I want to see a bunch of guys locked in that wants to make a team quit. That they, end of that, I don't know why he showed you guys Bronxdale at the end of it. You know what he said to that guy after beating out that Viper gang? He said, look at me. I did this to you. He wasn't scared to make sure that guy knew who he was. I did this to you. When you're shaking their hand at the end of the game, they better have that look in their eye. You did it to them. It's supposed to be 33-0. It's supposed to be that score. Now, what's the second half supposed to look like? I'll see you guys on the field.
I love that. Everyone that I've talked to loves that. Everyone who's messaged me about it loves that. He talked about guys looking in the mirror. We don't need no cats. No meow. We need a dog. That's what he said. He said, we need dogs. If you didn't listen to the show yesterday, we played a clip of the Coastal Carolina coach. So we're going to play pretty much every year on the anniversary. What was it, 2011? I think September 7th, 2011. He gave a post-game press conference speech. Need more dogs. Don't need no cats. Meow. That's what he's saying in his own way. He's saying there's a standard with how you play that has nothing to do with the other team. It has nothing to do with what the scoreboard says. It has everything about your self-expectations and your self-accountability level and the accountability level that you're going to hold each other to, the coaches are holding you to, that Matt Rhule has, the bar that he has. I talk about consistency a lot because it's insanely hard to do. The longer time goes on, the harder it is to remain consistent. It's not hard to do things in short bursts. If you've got talent, anybody can be good for a while. It's hard to maintain it. It's hard to sustain it. And it's hard to improve upon it. And it's hard to continually do it day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. The best way to do that is the standard you have for yourself that has nothing to do with anybody else or anything else. What do you expect from yourself? And that's what he's saying. I mean, at one point in there, he said, if my standard is too high, then get out. Because he wants people who want the same standard and or are willing to strive to reach his standard that he wants for this program. I'll be honest with you. I don't care there was 33-0. Like, he wanted the shutout. He wanted certain things. One of the things he wants, I've talked about this before, sporadically over time, when you look in the eye of an offensive lineman and he didn't want nothing to do with you, you could see it. At the end of the game, when you shake their hands, he wanted that look in their eye. They wanted nothing to do with you. You beat them, you curb stomped them, you mollywopped them, and they knew it. It wasn't a fluke. You did it to them. That's the look he wanted in their eye. He felt disrespected that they were doing certain things before the half, despite the score, because he didn't feel that Akron truly feared them. It should get to a point where people don't want to play us. That's what Rule said. Where people don't want to schedule us. I went back home after my true freshman year, the year I redshirted, and I helped my former high school coach coach a semi-pro football team. They went undefeated and won the championship, and then the league was gone the next year. So one of those types of leagues and teams. And I was talking, one of the D linemen was, he was ginormous. He was huge. And his dad goes, yeah, he played for the University of Washington. You got to keep in mind, this would have been like 02, 03. He played for University of Washington, 94 through 97. I was like, oh, so he played Nebraska. The dad's eyes got huge. And I just casually asked the kid about it. I don't remember his name. Too long ago. He was bigger than me. Significantly weighed more than me. When I asked him about it, his eyes got ginormous. Just like, if somebody ever asked him, do you want to play Nebraska again? He would have absolutely ran the other direction. That's what Matt Rhule is striving for. Beat teams the way they should be beat. It doesn't matter what the score is, your attitude, your effort, your self expectation and accountability level stays the same. To the point where nobody wants to do anything with you, schedule you, face you, or have anything to do with you unless they just absolutely have no choice. That's one of the ways you find consistency. It doesn't matter what's going on around you. It's about what you're doing individually and collectively as a team. Like, he is legit mad in that clip. There are times when he's at a press conference and I'm like, I'm not saying he's being disingenuous, but there's a little bit of, I'm going to go up there and say this, and there's a reason I'm going to say it, rather than just in the spur of the moment. And we all do things like that. This was legit. I'm mad. I'm not happy right now. This was in the spur of the moment. I'm pissed. This is not good enough. 33-0 versus Akron is not what we're striving for. Fear, intimidation, they want nothing to do with you. They had a chance at a field goal at the end. He didn't feel they should have had a chance at. I love the part where he's like, if their quarterback's not on the ground, I want new guys rushing. That's a heck of a standard that I can relate to and I like. I loved everything about it. And my favorite part of it was it felt 100% real, authentic, and genuine to me. Like, in the moment, this is not good enough. This is not our standard. I'm pissed. If you're not on board, get out. He wasn't challenging people to leave. He's really saying, get on board. Or get off the train, or however you want to phrase it. My favorite part was it was real, and I loved it. Jake, your thoughts, text line, what do they think?
Well, the text line's absolutely fired up. Everybody wants to run through a wall. Augie says, sounds like if we die, we die. So got a good speech to get everybody fired up.
So can I hop in for a second? You notice I've never brought up the if we die, we die speech. And I know he doesn't mean like if we die, we die. But that was something that was fired, like got people fired up and got people into it. For me, I was like, it was the exact wordage. I was like, if we die, we die. Like, nobody's going to die. Okay. That's why this landed a little bit more with me. Not that that didn't land, but this landed more with me. Just real, authentic, in the moment. Nothing about it you could try to find to poke a hole through, even if you wanted to. So if the if we die, we die thing, I got it. I never got as fired up about it for whatever reason, but this.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
A BetterHelp ad. Lewis Capaldi partnered with BetterHelp to get word out about how important therapy can be. or I struggle most weeks to like get up, get myself up and ready and go to therapy or, you know, whatever. Like even like to open the laptop to talk to my therapist sometimes can be really difficult. But I do it because I realise how important it is for me to continue to feel good. Because like, I felt the best I've felt in a long time through therapy.
Learn more about online therapy at betterhelp.com.
This may be my favorite thing I've heard from Matt Rhule since he got here. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's a great speech, obviously, and it gets the team fired up. And that's it, you don't beat Akron 68-0 without that sort of and that level of care factor and just motivation from the coaches here. I was kind of saying it all week. It's a 34.5-point spread. We kind of knew outside of absolute disaster, Nebraska was going to win that game. It was going to be kind of embarrassing if it was close. And so it wasn't really about beating Akron. It was about getting better. And I kept saying that last week. And so many times when you get up 33-0, all right, let's mail it in, put the backups in, run the ball, maybe score 14 points in the second half. But we've got the win. We don't necessarily need to do anything more than that. That second half, this game altogether, remember that second half, they scored more than they did in the first half.
I didn't even think about that.
So that's part of it.
That's a great point.
And then obviously didn't give up any more points, but it's going to be the same thing against Houston Christian this week. This is not a game about winning or losing. This is a game about getting better. And you have that opportunity, and you only have so many opportunities throughout a season. You know, I'm very interested to see what they look like this week because, they had such great depth, and that was a big part of it too, was, different guys would come in and you wouldn't lose a beat or wouldn't lose much of a beat anyway. And Nebraska was able to just kind of keep the foot on the gas, keep the foot on the throat. And that's what the old, powerhouse Husker teams did. Again, that's what we see a lot of different teams at the top do, but it's tough to do even that. Look at Georgia. They beat Austin Peay 28-6. It's not a given. So you have to go out there and do it. You need the motivation behind it. And Nebraska as a program is far away from any sort of lackadaisical halves at all. You only get 12, 24 of them in a regular season. You got to make the most of them as you develop your program. And so that's what I kind of saw there. That halftime speech, that second half, that was about developing the program.
Developing the program, setting a level of expectation. This is how we play no matter what. The backup scored more than the starters. After you pointed that out, we scored more in the second half than the first half. It was about shut up about explosive plays. That's not what he said. That's my words. We are explosive. You guys are explosive. Go be explosive. Expect to be explosive. And don't stop being explosive no matter what. It was a message to the fan base. It was a message to the team. It was a message to the coaches. This is what we do. This is who we are, regardless of who's over there or what that thing with all the numbers on it says. And I love that. You know, it's interesting. Not many people, I'll bring it up briefly. And I've always had the same response ever since I was a kid. And Nebraska would just run teams off the field. Not many people have brought up running up the score or anything like that. I think most people in Nebraska land are just excited at what happened. Okay. For me, when people have brought up running up the score in the past, this doesn't have to take long. I've always been like, well, I need to do what's best for my team. Like, if I'm the coach, I need to do what's best for my team. So what's best for my team if it's 42-0? What's best for my team is not to run the ball, run the clock out. No, what's best for my team at that point, take the starters out, put the twos in. Let's run our offense and get better. All right, it's 56-0. Put the threes in. Run our offense, get better. At a certain point, if you can't stop guys who were in high school a year ago, or a third or second on the depth chart, I'm not going to hurt my team for your feelings. Now, if I leave my starters in and I continue to do it, that's running up the score. And frankly, it's not smart. You're not creating depth. You're not getting experience. And you're putting your starters at risk of injury. But we played over 100 players in that game. If we're talking over 100 players are in and we're doing what we do so we can get better and have a chance to develop and you can't stop it, I've got no issue with that whatsoever. Nobody's really brought that up. But just, I got like one or two questions casually from people. Oh, what'd you think? I was like, got to be honest, it didn't even occur to me. But this is how I felt ever since I was 10. We got to get better. And if you can't stop guys, like I said, who were in high school a year ago, because we're doing what we do and we're trying to get them better, that's on you. Anything else from the text line? I'm sure there is.
Yeah, people are just pretty, like I said, pretty excited. Big Daddy Travis says, I want to hear the Michigan pregame speech. Cherry Bomb says, everything Matt said needed to be said. So, yeah, a lot of people are still just, after you listen to that, you, as you can tell, a lot of people want to run through a wall.
Like I said, in the it just feels, I mean, it may have been leaked. There's a couple things that are said in there that I wouldn't have anticipated somebody just putting out. But you never know. It may have been leaked. It may not have been leaked. I don't think in any way, shape, or form it's done anything but bring positivity and excitement to the program and the season going forward. So I find nothing but positives out of it. It's interesting. Just briefly taking a random sidebar on leaks. Years ago, the whole leak Bo Pelini thing after the Ohio State comeback, largest comeback in school history, fans were leaving. All right, Nebraska comes back and wins. And Pelini's mad afterwards. That gets leaked. We'll spend like 1 minute on this because this is not the same thing. But the L word got brought up briefly, and we've never talked about it on this show. What was your reaction quickly? Because mine was, I was in D.C. And I remember that's one of the first times, I think it was the first time I ever talked Nebraska football. Because up until then, it was Redskins and WWE on my Fourth and Pain show. And that was the first time I ever actually said something about Nebraska. And I remember Chuck Carroll, who was running the website, goes, our website just crashed with the amount of people who have visited the website. And my response was simple. You know, what Bo said is what Bo said. I was more concerned that it got out because the locker room and coaches' rooms are supposed to be places of privacy. This is obviously a very, very different type deal. Not the same thing. It's, again, I found nothing but positivity out of this. But I don't know. We've never briefly chatted about this, so... What's your 30-second reaction to that, or what was it at the time?
I'm trying to think of the timeline here. Wasn't it, was that like the Ohio State, but it got leaked after the UCLA loss. So it was like...
I don't remember all that.
I believe that was the
case. That could be a case.
So I think it was like held on to until it would be a time to maybe hurt the program or whatever. But
so the intent behind it was different than this. The intent behind this was obviously positivity.
Yeah,
so intent matters. Sorry, go ahead, Jake.
Yeah. And I wasn't happy about it. I mean, I was working at the Ticket at the time, Adrian Fiala. I remember that conversation because I was kind of pretty emotional, pretty upset about, you know, saying that. And I still, to this day, think it's a bit silly when there was, what, I think at the time there's 90,000 fans capacity, maybe 10,000 left. There's still 80,000 fans, whatever it is, maybe 15,000 left. How many stadiums around the country have 75,000 fans still waiting there, much less in a game where you're losing by that margin? Now, they didn't come back. They did win that game. I get it. And into your point, over time, it became more of, okay, that was that was more of a leaking problem than what Bo Pelini said. But I've always been amazed by that because Bo Pelini said, bleep the Fairweather fans, right? Direct, you know, the fan base of Nebraska heard that. Everybody's upset. Tom Osborne comes out and says, yeah, we knew it. The next week on, you know, the next week they have a game against a lower level opponent or whatever. There's a kid with a sign that we support Bo Pelini. It was the wildest experience. As long as Tom Osborne is okay with it as a fan base, we just kind of like, oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. To me, intent. The intent behind this was obviously positivity, excitement. And I think it's galvanized the fans even more. I think the other thing, something tells me this was put out purposely because the intent was for positivity, and that's been the obvious feedback. I think it was also a way of sending a message. Like, this is who your coach is. This is what he's about. This is the level of standard of play that he's holding your team to, that you're rooting for and you've been lifelong fans of. And it's also like probably reinforcing to the players, like, hey, I said it to you. Now everybody's heard it. You know what I mean? So to me, coming out, you know, if people want to talk preseason college football playoff and this and that, I'm like, oh, okay, I'd be a little bit more cautious there because you're setting the expectations based on a finished product. This is setting the expectations based on how you approach things, attitude, effort, level of play, physicality, toughness, four full quarters. Those are things you can control. Control what you can control is a huge thing. And that's setting a level of expectations on the things you can control. And that's one of the other reasons I love this particular thing so much more. Hey, I don't care if this is leaked or not. There's more stuff like this out there. Let's get to it. I want to hear more of this stuff. Anything else from the text line before we go to break here?
Like Jerry Bomb was kind of say what you're kind of saying. Bo's deal was to harm and get rid of Bo. And then Big Daddy Travis chimes in. I think it was Compton that recorded it and then asked Will to post it, is what he said. It did, and I mean, Will at least tweeted out, so I'm not sure.
Well, I know. Will, that's actually the where I got it and sent it to you from was from Will's Twitter account.
Yeah.
So we could play it. Anyway, whether it's leaked or not, honestly, it's great. Something tells me it was supposed to be put out. Maybe the L word was associated with it to make it more catchy or whatever. But the intent was positivity. The intent was galvanization of a fan base, a team, around a coach, around a program, and around the direction that they're heading. And that I freaking love. So any final thoughts before we hit the break?
Well, yeah, I mean, and the other thing is the Nebraska is so, and Matt Rhule, I mean, podcasts and weekly ESPN shows and all that. I mean, they're all about getting more exposure to the program. So they might invite some leaked audio a little bit more than they would at one point in time, which is crazy, again, because you remember Rhule, even going into last year's Colorado game, you know, there was kind of that during the Chasing Three documentary or whatever. It was, you know, there was a part of it that says, you know, we don't want cameras around and all that sort of stuff. And now it's just the complete opposite.
That's an interesting point because, I mean, since day one, Deion has welcomed it at Colorado. They've been relatively quiet with that this year. Of course, you don't have Shadur and Travis to follow around. And obviously, you can always follow Deion around. He's a celebrity amongst celebrities. But they've kind of gone one direction from where they started. We've kind of gone the opposite direction from where Rhule started. I almost wonder if Deion's like, maybe that was a bit much and it hurt the program. I don't know. That doesn't seem to be Deion's style or way of thinking. Maybe people just aren't as interested with Shadur and Travis gone. That's what my gut tells me this year. And Rhule's like, you know what? I think it's connected to how he's trying to recruit. He clearly doesn't care about where you're geographically located as a recruit anymore. And that's fine. But if you're going to try to reach the best of the best across the nation, you got to give them a reason, with all due respect to the place that I love, to reciprocate attention back to you before you can get them to actually engage and then try to let them know how great Nebraska is. Because, like I said before, when Saban would walk into a room or certain coaches walk into a room, there's like, I know that guy. I'm going to pay attention to that guy. Right now, Nebraska hasn't quite earned that right, okay? Now, we haven't had that right for a while, unfortunately. So what you can do while you're in the process of winning games and earning that right on the field is you can have a brand and a name and a face, which is Matt Rhule and his Nebraska symbol, which I love, by the way, once he explained it, the hand gesture he does in every picture, that's something that recruits are going to recognize. And then when Rhule walks in or calls them to speak with them, they're going to be much more engaged. When you have a phone call with somebody and they're like, thanks, have a great day, they didn't care. When they're like, oh, how you doing, coach? Good to hear from you. Yeah. That's the response you want. You're not going to initially get that right now based off results on the field for Nebraska. We're going to get to the point, I believe, where we earn that, and then recruits will do it based off wins and losses. Right now, it's, hey, I saw you on Pat McAfee's show. Hey, I saw this or that. Hey, how's it going, coach? It's good to chat with you. Tell me about what you're doing with the program now. And this is why I may or may not be interested. And I think it's an unusual, unorthodox, and if you're Nebraska and you're going to recruit the way they are now, necessary way of approaching it. And I've never had an issue with it. Rhule came out and said, it's not about me. It's not about getting my face out there. It's not about me being in the limelight. If it was, I'd feel differently. I've never thought that. It's about how they want to recruit and how do you get those guys' attention. And that makes sense to me. And stuff like this, that's going to catch people's attention. All right, don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.